I had the most incredible download. My birthday was actually Friday on Halloween. I asked the Lord, I said, I want something very special, Lord, very special for my birthday. And when I asked him this, I said, Lord, but I want it to come from you. And I want to know that it comes from you. And he gave me something that was far more remarkable than anything I could have ever thought or imagined. He crowned something I've been dancing around by revelation for the last 5 or 6 years, really for the last 10 years. He gave me a crowning revelation on the mystery of answered prayer. Why we don't get our prayers answered. Why we pray so much and get so few prayers answered. When Jesus would make statements like, I'm going away so you can pray to the Father in my name. Your joy may be full. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Every good gift and every perfect gift coming down from above, the Father of lights. And you think about our lives, though, most of our lives spent waiting on God. Most of our lives are spent walking with God, but to have consistent answered prayer, I mean, when you pray, to know God's going to answer that prayer. Whether you're praying for something tangible in the earth, whether you're praying for healing, whether you're praying for your son or daughter, he completely unloaded a mystery. And there's no way I'm going to be able to download all this to you today. But I'm going to introduce it to you today. This is going to be a series beyond any series I've ever, and I've already jumped into this full blast since Friday. He gave me half the revelation on Friday, gave me the other half yesterday, and I'm just reeling from it. I've never heard this taught before, not that it hasn't been taught, I just never heard it taught before. But it answered so many questions concerning prayer and how to get answered prayer. Because the Bible specifically speaks about praying to the Father in Jesus' name. He'll even answer you. How many of you prayed and 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 prayed? But you still haven't got an answer. And then we say, well, it must not have been his timing. Must have been this, must have been that. You know, what is the answer? What is the mystery that causes the Father to answer your prayers? What's he looking for? Is he waiting for you to be perfect before he can answer your prayer? Or is this something about how the kingdom works that we don't know? So if you would turn to Mark 11, I'm only going to be able to teach about half of what I was going to teach you today. How about the Lord's Prayer? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. So you have this Lord's Prayer that we recite. We've been reciting it. It's on a refrigerator door. You hear it prayed all the time. There's dynamics within that prayer that we have yet to understand. Our Father, I can't wait to really dive into this. I'm going to give you a general overview. But Father, until we know him as Father, you're never going to get answered prayer. He's got to be your Father, your Heavenly Father. And I like that next line, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Do you know what that is? That's kingdom transference. Say, kingdom, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no lost people in heaven. There's no heartbreak, depression. There's nothing broken down. That is his will. Must forever settle it. He wants his will done on the earth. It's how to get heaven to the earth is what we're really looking for in prayer. How do I get heaven to earth? How about this one? In the book of Philippians, he says, my God, say, my God, shall supply all of your need according to his riches in the earth. But he didn't say that. He said, according to his riches, what? In glory. unbeknownst to me, how does God supply an earthly need from something that's in a spiritual kingdom? His riches and glory is all spiritual. It's unseen. It's invisible. It's real. It's there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us all with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's there. There are riches in glory. There's a heavenly treasury. But it's spiritual. It's unseen. It's invisible. But somehow, he takes what's invisible, he takes what's unseen, according to Philippians, and he supplies a seen need here, a tangible need in the earth.
Well, that's just for your needs, but don't be asking for any wants or desires. Get your bag of groceries and be happy.
God has a much bigger plan than just your menial needs. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you a bag of groceries. Just the minimal need. Don't ask God for anything else. Just minimal needs. Don't be carnal. Keep your eyes on the souls of men. How many souls are you going to save when you can't even put food on your own table? Oh, yeah. It's a lot more. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to give you a kingdom. We're wondering whether or not when we pray, would he answer a want or a desire? I would propose to most of you in this place, you'd be a lot happier if you could pray to a God for something you actually need, want, or desire, and he answered you. And I'm not just talking about praying and then going, obtaining financing for what you prayed for and paying it off for the next 30 years. God bless me. Now, I get that. God will open the door. I understand that. No condemnation. But how about if God gave it to you? Really gave it to you? You know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke something to me. He said, what is expensive in the earth has already been paid for in heaven. He goes, you think because you ask something that's expensive that you actually have to go and pay for it. He goes, but it's already paid for in heaven. You think you gotta somehow come up with the $1 million to buy the next piece of property for the church. Of course, it's going to cost a lot more than $1 million. He said, you don't know how it works. I said, that's obvious. Very few of us do, Lord. I know how it works now. Go to Mark chapter 11. This is a crowning revelation. I say that about all of them, but this one is. I said this to Chuck the other day. I said, you know, our message has come to fullness. We're just ready for manifestation. Had a big, big piece missing. It was like as far as the east is from the west. Didn't still understand how do you get the unseen kingdom of God that's in heaven into the earth? How does God do that? How does he bring an unseen kingdom into a tangible earth? How does he supply your tangible need with an unseen spiritual inheritance? How does he transform that? Mark 11, 22. And Jesus answered them, said, have faith in God. So we know faith is a huge component of how to get this done. Faith is a massive component, but it's not the only component. Amen? He said, verily, if you had faith, say to you, whosoever shall say in this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe those things which he saith come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24, very important verse. Very important. He says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, what did he say? Whatsoever things you need, or whatsoever things what? You desire. Whatsoever. Say whatsoever. The first part of getting people over the hurdle is actually believe God for something they desire. He says, when you pray, praying to the Father, believe that you receive. Now, in the King James, there's the word them, but that's not in the original Greek. Them is in italics. That's the them is not there. It says, believe that you receive, and you shall have. Say, believe that you receive and you shall have. Do you know those are two different things? We've talked about this before. I know that I have to receive, but then what am I receiving? Because there's something I got to receive before I have. You have to receive the unseen inheritance. Some way, somehow, you have to receive it. You have to receive it here in the heart. Once it gets here, whatever that is, and today I'm going to tell you what it is you're receiving. What the Father gives is not what the Holy Spirit manifests. Did you hear me? Let's take something tangible. I'll give you an example. Anna and I are sharing this revelation on Friday. She got so excited. She goes, I'm going to do that right now. And Carson, there's a need that he's going to go on a field trip to Washington next year. And I said, well, how much is it going to cost? She goes, two. I'm like, yeah, 200. Let's go for it. She goes, 2,000. Now, $2,000 is all relative. You know, 2,000, some of you just write a check. Some of you, $2,000 might take a little while. So we're just thinking, well, we'll just save this, 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 and this. And she goes, no, I'm going to believe God for that right now. We set this in motion. Our plan was to pay it off over the next 8 months. God's plan was to send half of it in yesterday. She gets a call from somebody she ministered to, or an email. It was an email. There's a letter came in the mail. She started this on Friday. Letter came in the mail. Somebody she ministered to a month ago. The letter came in Saturday. And there's $650 in that letter. So God has already started the process. Now, what makes that work? What is it that I'm receiving? Because you believe that you receive. I'm not receiving the actual $2,000 to send him to Washington. Because what I'm going to receive from heaven is something spiritual. But it's going to turn into a natural benefit or a tangible blessing before God's through. But what I'm receiving is not the actual. God doesn't send $2,000 cash from heaven to you. Because he's sending a spiritual inheritance. It's spiritual. It's intangible. At the moment, it's invisible. And it's unseen. But he's going to send it to you nonetheless. The Father's going to send you something whereby the Holy Spirit's going to take what the Father sends you and he's going to manifest it into the earth. Without what you get from the Father, the Holy Spirit has nothing to work with. He's going to take the spiritual inheritance. The Holy Spirit doesn't take the spiritual inheritance from the right hand of God and manifest it out there without you. You are a major component into this process. He's not going to bypass you. The only time he ever bypasses you, a miracle. If you're going to live by miracles, you're going to be waiting for your next one. God can bypass you altogether and give you a miracle. But that's not the way he works. He wants you to receive from him. The Father's going to give you something. And when he gives something to you, the Holy Spirit's going to take what he gives you and he's going to draw it because it's spiritual what the Father's giving you. Even if you're asking for something naturally, supplying your need according to riches and glory, but it's coming down as a spiritual substance. He's going to take that spiritual substance and the Holy Spirit says, now I can work with that because the spiritual substance is out of heaven. Now it's in you. Now I have authority to manifest that spiritual. And the Holy Spirit does something really remarkable. He takes this spiritual substance and then he manifests it into the earth. But without that, you keep praying. Until you get that download, the Holy Spirit doesn't have anything to work with. You got to wait for your next miracle. I'm not talking about walking by miracles. I'm talking about walking by faith. So I have to receive, believe you receive, and then you will have. Two different things, right? Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. You wait. What this is going to do to you. What it's going to do to your children. What it's going to do to your home, your family, your ministry. You wait till you see the perfection of God. The simplicity of God. You're going to have to know a few things. And you're going to have to know God. Because you're not going to get a transfer if you don't know him. you don't know God and you're not positioned, you're not going to get no transfer. Kingdom of God is about transfer. When you say, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, he's not bypassing you to do that. That transfer is coming through you. It's got to come through you. Amen? All right. Hebrews 11. Okay, now faith is the substance, say substance, of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. What it really is saying is faith is going to receive a substance of what you're hoping for. It's going to receive an evidence inside, interiorly, of the thing you cannot see. There's two things here. There's substance and there's evidence. There's two components you're going to receive from heaven. The Father's going to send both components from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why you pray in his name, because it's coming out of his name, because Jesus, all authority in heaven and earth belong to the Lord. He is the appointed heir of the Father. Amen? But your faith is going to apprehend two precious downloads from heaven. One is substance, one is evidence of the thing you cannot see, but you're praying for it. Until you get those two, you're not going to see what you're praying for. Because until you get those downloads of substance and evidence, the Holy Spirit has nothing to work with. Again, you'll be looking for the miracle. Haven't you been walking with God long enough to know that miracles don't come around very often? If you just got one, you better rejoice if you're living by miracles, because it might be a while before they show up again. But faith does not walk by miracles. We walk by faith. You can walk with a consistent God that answers consistent prayer. Man, I started big. I'm just telling you, I started big. I didn't know if I could start that big. And God said, listen, what's expensive in the earth is already paid for in heaven. You're not receiving the money for what you're buying. You're receiving something else. The Holy Spirit's the one's going to manifest. You need to believe for a substance. A spiritual substance that's going to enable the Holy Ghost to manifest what you're believing for. Now we know, I had half the picture. We know what the evidence is. The evidence comes by the word of the living God sown in your heart. It brings the evidence. This word is the evidence, and I stand on this word of the thing I can't see. We know that this word is the evidence, and I carry this word. I've kept this word. I've held this word. I've watched this word. I've spoke this word. And it still didn't happen. But I know it's still the evidence of what I'm believing for. This word is my evidence. How many of you got a word of God in your heart? But you may not have substance. You may have the word, but there's another thing called substance. Say substance. The word substance in the Greek is hypostasis. It means to set under, listen to this, concrete essence. Abstract assurance. Thayer's Greek calls it this, a substructure or a foundation. You're going to have to get something the Father gives. Because I'm telling you right now, when you're asking God for something tangible, the Father does not give you something tangible. He gives you something spiritual. It's the Holy Ghost that takes that tangible, that intangible spiritual inheritance, and he makes it tangible. If you're asking the Father, you got to know what he gives. You got to know what you're looking for. What is it that I'm receiving? I need some concrete essence, some substance. What is that substance? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How do I know if I got it? Hitherto, I didn't even know what the substance was. I was just carrying his word around. I thought his word was enough. But there's a substance. It's a creative substance. He used this particular substance to create the world with. Thayer says it's a foundation. See, if you don't get this substance, you have no foundation for the Holy Spirit to answer or to manifest your prayer. The Holy Spirit doesn't answer your prayer. He just takes what the Father gives you, and then he manifests it. The Father's the one to answer your prayer because he sends this creative substance from heaven. If you know what you're looking for and you know what the Father gives and you know what to receive, and once you get the creative substance with the Word, you have the building blocks now for all answered prayer. Webster Dictionary defines substance as the ultimate reality that underlines all outward manifestation. An ultimate reality that underlies all outward manifestation. Isn't that what we want? Manifestation, demonstration. We want to see the kingdom of God, not just hear about it. I want to pray to God and actually have Him answer prayer and not have to pay for the thing I'm praying for the next 10 years. I want to bypass the earth system of debt and believe God. Amen? Here, Webster also says this, and I got to kick this in gear because I'm not going to be able to get very far today. A material foundation from which something is made. I'm going to say it like this. It's a spiritual foundation from which the Holy Spirit will either create or manifest. If it's a miracle, He's going to take that substance the Father downloads. He's going to pull that substance out and He's going to do a creative miracle. If it's a tangible object, He's going to take that substance, bypasses the earth system, and He's going to manifest. That's how God supplies all your needs, natural, carnal, earthly needs, according to His riches and glory. Because somewhere along the line, God the Father is going to send something. And when He does, it's going to be downloaded into your spirit. That substance that the Father downloads by the Holy Spirit into your spirit, it bypasses all the earth. It's above the earth. It's above the systems of the world. Everything has to bow to the creative substance of God. It's got to bow down low. Once it gets inside of you, your prayer is answered. But if you don't get the transfer, you're going to be praying for a long time. That's why the prayers don't get answered. We're not getting the transfer of creative substance. So that's where I was on Friday. I was super excited. Now, I know there's a substance. I got to believe that I received this substance. I'm like, God, can you tell me a little more about this substance? I just knew there was substance. And you know the Holy Ghost did. He exploded it yesterday. My God, it's right there, Lord. It's everywhere. I didn't see it. You probably didn't either. But I know that I know that I know now. Here's the beautiful thing. Doesn't matter how big what you're praying for out there, it's not your responsibility to apprehend or pay for it. That's already been paid for in heaven. Jesus paid for that already. What matters, can you receive the allocation from the Father of the creative substance that the Holy Spirit will manifest for you? That's why I said, if you have faith as a grain of the mustard seed is all you need. Because I'm not asking you to move that mountain or even pay for that mountain. I'm asking you to receive substance from heaven. Because if you believe you can receive, you shall have. Because you're not the ones going to make it have work. We keep thinking, okay, you pray, but God helps those that helps Himself. So you pray, and then you get out there and work for it. Amen from the back. Okay, go to 2 Peter 1. So I asked the Lord, I said, what is the substance? I got to know. Faith is going to receive a substance. I know what the evidence is. That's the word. What's the substance? Man, he answered it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Oh, that hidden little word. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power, say divine power, hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Whatever that divine power is given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You want to know what the divine power is? Power is a little word that's been used for miracles. It's been used for power. It's been used for virtue. Virtue flowed out of him. It's all the same little word. But it happens to be a very big, misunderstood Greek word called dunamis. Dynamite. dynamo. All that comes from a, we always say dunamis, power, strength, power, glory. Dunamis is the creative essence of God. There was nothing done in the world without dunamis. In fact, Hebrews 11, that chapter of faith we were just in, it says, by faith, Sarah received strength. And the womb, her womb opened to give birth. She received dunamis. That word strength was dunamis. By faith, she received the substance called dunamis, and it recreated her dead womb that she could give life again. How about Mary? It says she was overshadowed with the Holy Ghost and dunamis power. It wasn't just the Holy Ghost, it was the Holy Ghost and dunamis. Dunamis is a creative substance. Recreated Sarah's womb. It was used in the creation of the world. And I'm going to say this, and then we'll have to just pick it up another time. Go to Romans chapter 1 real quick. See, the thing is once you've been taught, how many of you ever heard the word dunamis? Raise your hand. See, y'all been taught that. It doesn't matter what you're taught. It's a matter of what you understand about what that is. If you don't understand what it is, you have no faith for it. Oh, yeah, it's just the dunamis power of God. It is actually the creative essence of God. I'm going to give you a definition the Holy Spirit gave me of this. He said it's the creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. That's what the Father sends. Now go to Romans 1, are you there? Verse 20. It says, for the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power, that's dunamis. So what he's saying is, the invisible things of God are clearly seen on what he made or created the earth with, even the dunamis power, because it was dunamis creative power that the Father used to create the world with the Holy Spirit. The Word, Jesus was what? The Creator. And what did he have? He had dunamis power with him. What did the Holy Spirit employ? The Word and the dunamis power, and the creation of the world was the result. Because it's that creative power that the Holy Spirit needs to answer your prayer. Now, I want to read that from the Amplified. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal dunamis. Say it again. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal dunamis power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made. In other words, the invisible attribute of God that actually created the world has been intelligently discerned by the things that are made. What made the world? This invisible substance called dunamis power. It's a creative substance that comes from the Godhead, in which the Father used to create the world. He recreated Sarah's womb. He impregnated Mary with it. It's not just power. It's creative nature of God. And until that substance gets released into your spirit, the Holy Spirit cannot create, because that's what he uses to create with. He takes the Word in you, and he takes that dunamis in you. The creative substance is clearly seen by the things that have been created. The invisible dunamis power of God is clearly seen by what has been created. I'll say it like this. When the manifestation of the new land and the new building for the church is clearly seen by the hidden dunamis power that we're receiving on the inside. Because the dunamis is what is transformed for creativity in the earth. Without it, you're going to keep praying. And keep praying, and keep praying, and keep praying. But until you receive the allocation of dunamis, the Holy Spirit can't create. You're going to have to get under somebody who has a miracle mantle.
Just give me a miracle.
No, give me dunamis. Everyone say, give me dunamis. I'm going to give you one more scripture and we'll pick it up next week. Go to Ephesians chapter 3.
You don't have to create your future. Holy Ghost is going to do that for you. But if you find out the essence of what he's using to create, you'll find out why people are being used of God in a most imperfect state. You ever seen people that's far less knowledgeable than you are?
Far less mature than you are?
Far less spiritual than you are? But man, God is doing all kinds of stuff for them. You're going to be like this. Why is he doing it for them? And you're marking all the things wrong with them. But they're still getting the results of heaven. Maybe they have a lifeline of dunamis. Because as long as that creative essence is moving into them, the Holy Spirit will snatch that creative essence up and he'll start manifesting, materializing, demonstrating constantly, because that's what he's using to manifest in the earth. And without that, you're going to get unanswered prayer. What we need is the allocation of dunamis. I don't have to pay for that. I don't even have to build it. He's going to do that. He's going to make a way where there is no way. He's going to make that happen. But what I do need is I must, and I must receive that creative power, because he doesn't bypass us. God's not going to just drop dunamis power for the Holy Ghost to operate without you. He's going to drop it through you and in you. That's why you believe, you receive, and you shall have. And I'll finalize it with this scripture. There's so much more, but just can't get there today. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him, say now unto him, that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. So we're asking the Father. He's praying to the Father. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And how is he going to do it? According to the dunamis power that what? Is working in us. Now unto him that is able to do. Say to do. We want the to do God. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. But he's going to do it according to the supply of that dunamis creative substance that's working inside you. So you've been asking God and you didn't get an answer. You don't have to keep asking. You need to start receiving, and find out what it is you're supposed to be receiving, because you must receive from the Father. To get an answered prayer, you got to receive from the Father. Holy Spirit's ultimately going to make that transfer, but you have to receive, and you got to know him. You got to know him. You're going to have to learn to be a spiritual person, because you're going to need to get a spiritual transfer if you're going to have consistent answered prayer. Otherwise, you're going to spend your life just doing it yourself with a little bit of help of God. I want more than a little help of God. I want God to take over. I want thy kingdom come. Less of me, more of you. And I need some dunamis. I need some specific dunamis creative substance downloaded from the Father. Because once I get that, the Father has answered my prayer. Once that gets into the domain of my spirit, I've got it. Say, I got it. I got it. Holy Spirit says, you got it. That's what I've been waiting on. That specific transfer. Once you get that, I'll take that thank you. And the Holy Spirit just, I don't know how he does it. How did he turn water to wine? How does he do that? That woman came up behind Jesus, touched him. He said, who touched me? Virtue flowed out of me. You know what the virtue was? Dunamis. He was a carrier of dunamis power. As soon as she touched him, that dunamis left his body, and the Holy Spirit created a miracle, because it's the creative substance of the Most High God. And Jesus walked around with dunamis power. The power of the Lord was present to heal. He was walking dunamis. We need some dunamis. Say, give me some dunamis. Now unto him that's able. I'm going to read it from the Amplified, and I'm closing. That's when I said, well, where do I start, Lord?
Where do I start? I know I want some things, but expensive. Stuff I want is expensive. Real expensive. The Spirit of the Lord said, oh, well, he said something to me. It just changed my world. He said, the things that are expensive in the earth have already been paid for in heaven. He goes, it's not your responsibility to pay for it. It's your responsibility to receive the allocation of dunamis, the creative substance by which the Holy Spirit will manifest. Now, if it's a tangible object out there, he's not going to just build a building in front of you. He's going to manifest a way for you to get it. He'll cause men to give unto your bosom whatever. He'll do that. But if it's like a miracle, he'll take the dunamis and he'll create it right on the spot. The Holy Spirit is a master with the dunamis. It's how he created the world, and without it, the invisible things of God, the invisible dunamis, is clearly seen by the things that were made. In other words, whatever you see out there was made by hidden dunamis creative essence. The mountains you've seen, the earth you've seen, the created things were all made by this creative substance, this hidden, invisible, creative substance called dunamis. It's going to change our world. Going to change our world. I'm going to give you this definition one more time. So here's dunamis. This is the Holy Spirit's definition. The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word, of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the invisible kingdom of God in the earth. And it comes from the Father. And that's how the Father answers your prayers. The Father doesn't give you what you ask for. He gives you the spiritual dunamis. He's really giving what you ask for. It's the Holy Spirit that's manifesting what you're asking for. Ephesians 3:20, Amplified. Now unto him who, or in consequence of the action of his dunamis power that has worked within us. I'm going to say it again. This is Amplified. Now unto him who, by or in consequence of the action of his dunamis power that is working within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do supernaturally far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. In other words, exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that you ask or think is a consequence of the dunamis power that's been directly deposited into your spirit by the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And once that creative substance gets inside of you, your prayer's answered whether it's manifested or not. Because there's nothing can stop dunamis power. He made the world with it, and the world system must bow down when dunamis power is present. Dunamis substance. Oh, Father. Father, we thank you for dunamis substance. The specific dunamis substance by which you will create, manifest, and materialize everything we have asked for. You actually do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, Father, because you give this liberally. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The perfect gift is dunamis, creative substance. Now, faith is the substance. It apprehends the substance of what you're hoping for. By faith, Sarah received dunamis, and she gave birth at 90 years old because it recreated the dunamis. Holy Spirit took the dunamis she received and recreated her womb with it. Is that awesome? Today, right now, I'm telling you, if the light comes on, this will change your world forever. You'll have to know God. You'll have to understand how to get spiritual transfer. If you don't know how to get spiritual transfer, you're going to get blocked out. So the things you need to know about this, we'll get into it as we go.